From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Guyana's health ministry welcomes an agreement to produce anti-AIDS drugs in the country, but activists are far from convinced. A dead heat between Trinidad's main parties in the final weekend of election campaigning. And a senior official in Aruba is detained and questioned for alleged fraud. I'm Karen Weir and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Guyana's Ministry of Health says it's pleased that drugs to fight AIDS and HIV will be manufactured in Guyana. But AIDS campaigners remain far from convinced that they'll benefit from the deal, under which the local drug manufacturing company, Guyana Pharmaceutical Corporation, will manufacture the drug. The GPC is to get help from a company based in India, which will supply the raw materials and technical help. Colin Smith reports.
At present, the treatment for anyone infected with the HIV virus costs about 8,000 Guyana dollars per day, which is about 10 times the daily minimum wage. Now that anti-AIDS drugs are being produced locally, it is estimated that this cost would be a staggering 40 times less, or around $200 per day. Dr. Navendra Prasad, head of the Department of Communicable Diseases at the Ministry of Health, told BBC Caribbean Report that this fact would make a significant difference to the way in which